Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
And joining us now, syndicated columnist, friend of the show, Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Mary and Vince.
Morning.
The president's heading for Davos. Is he going to receive a warm reception once he gets there?
Yeah, I think, what did I hear, about 6 feet of snow there? That's pretty cold.
Well, it's all the global warming.
Here's the problem with all these CEOs. Probably most of them didn't vote for Trump. They voted for Hillary Clinton. But they sure like the outcome of the policies. I mean, their portfolios are exploding. They're paying bonuses. They're giving pay raises to their employees. Some of them are moving their companies, which they'd moved overseas because of the previously high corporate tax rate, back to the United States, where they'll bring jobs and money and tax revenue. And so they're pretty happy about that. On the other hand, they've got all their liberal friends there who detest Trump. And so it's going to be interesting to watch the body language when they shake hands and have pictures taken together and do interviews with people. The first questions are going to be, well, now, if you voted for Hillary Clinton, what did you think of Donald Trump's policies? So they're going to be caught in kind of a whiplash warp there.
It's interesting, you know, the president off to Davos, Democrats, of course, criticizing it as just a bunch of rich bigwigs going off to hang out with other rich bigwigs at the expense of the American people. But I feel like there's a real opportunity here for the president of the United States to be our envoy, to sort of to sell America and why these companies should be here.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about rich bigwigs, how about Nancy Pelosi's expensive dinner the other night during two-and-a-half, three-day shutdown with all those Democrat bigwigs? Democrats only hate rich people when they're Republican rich people. They don't hate Democrat rich people. George Soros, for example, they're happy to take his money. You know, we move from a time in America when the successful and wealthy business person was held up as a model. Their pictures were put on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazine. These were people who worked hard and built a life and hired a lot of people, and we didn't envy their wealth. We wanted to be like them. Now we move from that to envy, greed, and entitlement, the unholy trinity of the secular progressives. I don't know when that happened. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of rich people as a young reporter. I didn't envy them. I said, hey, where did you go to school? What's your philosophy of life? I might want to be like you someday. But now the attitude is, if you make $2 and I make $1, you owe me 50 cents to make it fair. That's socialism. That's spreading the wealth around. That's not creating a sound economy. So, the left doesn't really have an issue here. I mean, if it's the economy stupid and the economy continues to do well and a lot of retirees in swing states like Florida continue to look at their portfolios and their retirement and say, man, this is great. I'm voting for Trump for another 4 years. What do the Democrats have? Zilch.
Yeah. Cal, on immigration, we know now that Chuck Schumer has withdrawn his offer to fund the border wall for one whole year. You had an interesting solution to get around this whole argument, though, didn't you?
Well, I think among other things, Trump ought to say, okay, we're going to let the American people get involved in this. We're going to do a national fundraiser. We're going to ask every American who believes that we need to preserve what we have here for future generations while allowing qualified immigrants to legally come to the country and to assimilate, very important, no more hyphenated Americans, to contribute $1, $2, $5, whatever you can afford to help build the wall. I think that would embarrass the heck out of the Democrats and show the strong support, as the polls have shown. This latest Harvard poll showed that most Americans want to control the borders. Yes, they want to do something about the so-called Dreamers, but they want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And this is what the Republicans have been saying. We don't want a repeat of this. We had a repeat after 1986 when the Democrats promised, okay, we're going to end this illegal immigration, but of course it never ended. And what they're saying now is, we don't want to repeat it in another 3 or 4 years. And I think most Americans are for that. It's not about nativism. It's not about xenophobia and all these other buzzwords they attach to people. It's about preserving what we have so we can hand it down to our children and grandchildren as a continually strong country.
You know, we're seeing the White House is involved in a negotiation right now, obviously, on trying to figure out how it's going to get all of its immigration priorities and what they can do in exchange, putting aside the idea of crowdsourcing the wall, which I think is fun and excellent. Would you be okay with limited numbers of amnesties in order to get the concessions that they want? Chain migration coming to an end, the end of the diversity visa lottery, getting that wall in some form. Right now the White House has had conversations with, okay, we want to let the DACA recipients stay, maybe 690,000. And then we've seen reporting over the last 24 hours that maybe they want to up that number to, say, 1.2 million people who would have qualified for DACA if they had only applied.
Border security is number one, and the president is absolutely correct to continue along this line. That's where they got snookered the last time. They got amnesty in 1986 and no border wall, no border security. It absolutely must be first. The second thing is these people should not be allowed to vote for 20 years. They should not be allowed to become citizens fully. Let them be legal residents, let them have all the rights of citizenship without voting, and then watch the Democrats come to the forefront. This is all about votes for Democrats. I've got a column coming up tomorrow about the number of people who are moving from high-tax states to lower-tax states. You've got 60 million abortions in this country and counting. The left wants to refill these pockets with illegal immigrants, tie them to government programs, and tell them that if you don't vote for us and continue to vote for us, those evil Republicans are going to take your benefits away. That's what this is really all about. It's not caring about the children and the dreamers and all this other cockamamie stuff that the Democrats put out. It's about votes.
Yeah, we saw the Center for American Progress memo a couple weeks ago saying that the whole point of all of this is preservation of the Democratic Party's electoral future.
Right.
They've said it out loud.
Yeah, once in a while, truth comes out in Washington.
That's
amazing.
Right. Cal Thomas, thank you as always. Appreciate
thanks,
it,
guys.
Sir. 6:44.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.